pleased to say we're welcome to the show, John Roberts. John is the president of the Auckland Greyhound Racing Club. John, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ian, and good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. 12-race card, actually, at Manukau on Sunday, beginning at 12.55. John, how often do you race at Manukau in a given season?
We generally race every Sunday. There's one Sunday when the Polyfest takes our grounds over, but every Sunday. And we have anything from 52 to 57 meetings a year. We have the occasional Thursday night meeting, though I see we haven't been allocated any Thursday nights for this calendar season. So each week there's a meeting at Manukau.
How long have you been president, John, or been an administrator within the greyhound industry?
I've been around greyhounds since 1996, and I've been president of the club, I think, probably for the last 9 years or so.
So what attracted you to the greyhound industry?
It's a long story, Ian. I was managing branches of the ASB, and I had a young lad working for me when I was at Otahoo branch many, many years ago. And he was a nice lad, and he had a share in a greyhound. He came up to me and said, "Boss, this dog's going to win tonight." And they were racing at Claudelands at that stage. And I said, "Now, are you sure this dog will win?" And he said, "Yes, it will win." So I went down the ride, and I had a decent bet on it way back then. And it got up and paid $8. And I thought, "Ooh, this is all right." And he gave me another couple later in the week, and they both won as well. So I happened to say to him, "Oh, if you ever buy another dog, I'd certainly like to have a little share and interest in it." And he actually got transferred away from my branch, and about 6 months later, the phone goes, and he says, "Can you put the money in my account?" And I said, "What's this for?" And he says, "We bought the dog." So I put the money in the account and bought the dog, a share of the dog, and that dog arrived, and in its first totalisator start, it ran second in the heat of the New Zealand Derby and qualified for the Group 1 final. And my very first tote win was the Group 1 final. He won the Derby, and that hooked me. I thought, "Oh, this is quite good." And I've been in dogs, breeding them and racing them ever since. And, had a great experience with them. I've been very fortunate enough to win 6 Group 1 races over the period I've been there. But we race in mainly our own breed. We just breed from the same line, and we've been reasonably successful with it. It's very enjoyable.
You've had a lot of success, actually, I think it's fair to say. What would be your most successful dog? What would be your favourite dog? I mean, up until recently, I think you had one on the couch.
Yeah, I've had several on the couch, and they're great animals. I just love them. They're beautiful pets. They're beautiful racing animals. And, you know, we have a stipulation in our syndicate. Our syndicate's called the Catcher Jordana Syndicate, after two racing bitches, little sisters that went to open class, and we've bred from both of them. Our syndicate rules are you pay on time, I pay you out, you pay me out on the last day of every month, be what it may. And that the dogs are cared for always and found homes at the end of the day. That's the simple rules of our syndicate, and we have a closed shop. If you can't abide by that, well, we don't want you. But, it's been very successful. We have the Crate Girls train our dogs. It all stemmed from a bitch I bought many years ago called Reba Caroma. Only raced her 3 or 4 times. Always bought her for a brood bitch. She threw a great number of successful dogs. Her daughters, Catcher Jordana and Just Catcher Pyre and Just Jordana, they went through to open class. We bred from both of those, and now we're breeding from their daughters, and it's been very, very successful. The line is really, really good. The one that we've got at the moment is Just One Smile. She's only had 2 litters, but she's just throwing winner after winner after winner. We've got some really promising dogs. Smile a While was one of her progeny that won yesterday. We keep a tight rein on it in. We look after our dogs. We pride ourselves the way we do things. Financially, we're very well placed with it. We're not there to make money. We're there to have fun. Any money that we make on the racing dogs, it just plough straight back into the breeding side of things. So, yeah, keeps us busy, keeps the mind active, and it's very enjoyable.
Hey, John, how strong is greyhound racing in the north? I mean, we've interviewed a lot of people, but a lot of them predominantly around in the South Island area and perhaps even the central districts. But how strong in the north?
Ian, that's an excellent question. In the north, we do struggle for a little bit of field numbers. There's quite a few South Island dogs that are sent up to kennels here. Auckland is so expensive land-wise now that it's not prudent to be, you know, training, even on the outskirts of Auckland. It's very hard to get any land of reasonable costings that you could set up a greyhound training facility. So, hence, that's where it struggles. Most of our northern bases are around the Waikato area and around there. And we really enjoy it. You know, as you know, we have racing at Cambridge on a Thursday and Manukau on a Sunday. At times, our fields can be a little light. It's boosted by the South Island dogs that come up, some Central District dogs come up. And, you know, there are litters being bred. But the sheer the value of Auckland land in and around the district, it makes it very hard, not only for dogs, but for harness and racing people. It's extremely expensive to train in and around the Auckland area. So, you know, that's just something that we have to manage and cater for over the forthcoming years. But it's pretty popular. We have a regular client base there on a Sunday, and people enjoy it. We have a wonderful facility. It's all inside. It's a purpose-built facility. And, yeah, we do enjoy it.
Just finally, John, we always ask our personalities this. Have you got one running around shortly we might like to have a look at?
Yeah, no, I've got that latest litter that we've got is a really good one. As I mentioned, that dog, Smile Wild, that won yesterday. He's won six in a row now. He's very smart. His brother's racing on Sunday in race 8, 10 after 4. He's a bit of a hypoactive dog, but by golly, he's actually quicker than Smile Wild, but he doesn't get out of the boxes quite as well. But if he happened to jump on Sunday, it's quite a good field. There's a couple of smart dogs in there, but he has a real motor, that dog. Queen Nancy, the litter sister, she's in race 12. She's won her last three in a row. She does have box speed, and she's getting stronger all the time. I've got a lot of time for her. I think she's an open class bitch in the making. She's already up to class 4. You asked me previously the best dog that I've had. I've always had a soft spot for a dog called Rasmar. He ran second in the collar, ran second to Swift Fantasy in the distance feature after the collar. He was a sensational dog. He won over $100,000. Never, ever got anywhere near the lead, but just come from the back and mowed fields down. He just weaved between them. So he'd be a long-time favourite of mine. The bitch that I had at home and that I just recently lost, she was 15 years of age when she passed. She won a group round race. That was his little sister, Varea. She was a lovely little bitch, just a delight to have around. And another favourite of mine was Rivette Reason, who was the mother of Rasmar. She won me the collar, or won our syndicate the collar. She was only 22.5 kilos ringing wet, but she had a motor as well. Dogs like Riddle Man, they bring back memories. Riddle Man would probably be the most intelligent dog I've ever raced. He just found the gaps and just weaved through. So, yeah, I had a lot of really good dogs. Just One Smile and Snicker were probably the fastest of the dogs I've had over the short course. They had real, real speed, just genuine speed. And as I say, Just One Smile, she's just throwing good dog after good dog after good dog, and I just hope it continues. We're about to embark on breeding from one of her daughters as well, so that will be interesting to see if the line continues to throw. I certainly hope it does.
Okay, John, we'll keep a close eye on all of those, because it sounds like you've had a lot of success. It's been great chatting to you. Congratulations for what you're contributing to the greyhound racing industry up north. Thanks very much for your time, John.
Thank you, Ian. A pleasure.